1134. When his health worsened, he called for his brother Ramiro. When he arrived, Alfonso told him, "Ramiro, listen to me with close attention. You being ordained, my testament is in favor of God, so that the military orders protect the Christian lands from the attacks of the Muslims. But I also know that the lords and landowners frown upon it. So hard times will come, and you must be prepared."
"Alfonso, I'm just a monk, and I do not understand politics,"
Ramiro whispered, scared.
"I know, Ramiro. I was not educated to be king either, and I had to assume that responsibility after the death of our brother Pedro. Now your time has come. You, Ramiro, are the last of the dynasty, and if the case comes, you must fulfill the promise you made to our father," said the king.
"But I do not know if I'll know how to do it well,"
Ramiro answered in anguish.
"When the time comes, you will know what to do. My knights will support you, and the military orders too. But listen to me closely, Ramiro, and try to follow my advice."
"Tell me, Alfonso, what should I do?" Ramiro asked.
"It is possible that you cannot keep the kingdom of Pamplona. If this happens, reach an agreement without confrontation. However, if necessary, you must defend the kingdom of Aragon with your life. Give me your word, Ramiro," insisted Alfonso.
"Yes, Alfonso, I give you my word," answered Ramiro.
"And finally, you must be very careful with the son of Urraca. As soon as he can, he will try to reclaim our kingdoms,"
finished saying Alfonso the First.
"I promise I'll fulfill everything you have asked of me," said Ramiro tearful.
He had just died at the age of 61, one of the most important figures in the history of Spain.